AutoLine Daily is brought to you by BorgWarner. Feel good about driving. Bridgestone. Your journey. Our passion. Dow Automotive Systems. Improving durability and increasing design flexibility with Betamate structural adhesives at DowBetamate.com. And by Hyundai. New thinking, new possibilities.
Hello and welcome to a brand new week of AutoLine Daily. In today's show, we'll talk about a new type of low-cost hybrid, why GM is not the only one facing big recalls, and how the cost of meeting diesel emission standards is about to come way down. And now to the news. Car dealers in the U.S. market are minting money. Wards reports that the top 500 dealerships earned $54 billion in sales last year, up an eye-popping $4 billion compared to 2012. The average dealer did $41 million in sales. Not only have car sales practically returned to normal, remember, there are now several thousand fewer dealers in the country who were forced to close as part of GM's and Chrysler's bankruptcy bailout. And that leaves more customers and money for all the survivors. Don't you just love that new car smell? Of course you do. Everyone does. But did you know that smell comes from the fumes emitted by the plastics, foams, and glues used in cars? And that some of it is not exactly healthy for you? In fact, automakers face emission requirements for the interiors of their cars. That's why Dow Automotive has come out with a polyurethane foam it calls SpecFlex Active, which can meet tighter emission and odor requirements. Dow is testing the foam with car seats, but it can also be used for other applications. Hybrid cars are common enough, but they've not exactly gone mainstream. In the U.S. market, they account for less than 3% of all sales. One reason is their cost. Converting a car to become a hybrid can add $3,000 to the cost, mainly from the battery and additional electric motor. That's why French supplier Valeo has come up with a low-cost 48-volt hybrid that uses an ultra-capacitor to store energy instead of a battery and uses the belt starter generator instead of a motor to start the engine and provide power assist. Valeo claims what it calls hybrid for all is half the cost of other hybrids. It provides stop-start engine assist and can even briefly run on pure electric power. Valeo says the system can boost fuel efficiency by 15%. You know, we're starting to see more interest in ultra-capacitors in hybrids. Toyota is using the technology on its hybrid race car, the TSO40, that it just raced at Le Mans. GM is making all the headlines for the record number of recalls it's announced, but it's not the only one. Now NHTSA is looking into Ford Explorers for potentially leaking exhaust into the passenger cabin. And last year, most of the major Japanese automakers announced recalls for a defective airbag from supplier Takata. But now they've announced even more recalls because not all of the affected units were included the first time around. Toyota's recalling almost 2.3 million vehicles, and now Honda, Mazda, and Nissan have added nearly 3 million vehicles to that list. And speaking of airbags, but this time on a more positive note, the 2015 Ford Mustang will help to save your knees in an accident because it will come standard with a new airbag that packages into the glove box door. It consists of an injection-molded plastic bladder rather than the traditional fabric, and it's mounted between the inner and outer glove box door panels. They say the system is 65% lighter with a 75% smaller inflator. We just told you how converting a car to become a hybrid can add up to $3,000 to the cost. Well, guess what? That can be what it costs to get a diesel engine to meet U.S. emission standards. Coming up next, we'll show you why the cost of diesel emission systems is about to come down. On AutoLine After Hours last Thursday, our guest was Oliver Schmidt, the General Manager of Engineering and the Environment at Volkswagen of America. In the following clip, he explains why the cost of emissionizing diesels in the U.S. is about to come down significantly.
about 2 years ago in Traverse City, I was showing a slide where I showed cost comparison of the current diesel in the US to future diesel in the US. And really, because of the big volume that we are purchasing now in aftertreatment systems, we predict costs of the diesel for to manufacture these engines to go down significantly. Because we have this new approach with this modular engine. So basically the long block is the same for all countries. If it's Euro 4, 5, 6, 1, 6, 2, left 3, tier 3, long block is always the same. And even the canning for the exhaust system is the same. Only what we put in the canning is different market by market. Mm-hmm. So by this, we now have a huge volume. Volkswagen is selling 100,000, roundabout 100,000 four-cylinder diesels in the US. It's just a rough number.
That's a pretty big number.
If you go on the internet, you find the detailed numbers. Okay. But it's roundabout. We didn't crack the 100,000 last year, but maybe we do it this year. So if you have 100,000. In Europe, we are selling more than 2 million. So there you know where the scales are.
Right.
And if I can combine the 100,000 with the 2 million, this is when I can achieve scales.
Also on that show are my co-host Gary Vassilash and Mark Phelan from the Detroit Free Press. By the way, you can watch that entire show on our website right now. And I got to tell you, it is a good one. But that wraps up today's report. Thanks for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.